When you become fully persuaded that this is the absolute truth, I am healed. I am strong. I can do all things through Christ. I am a new creation. I am blessed. I have favor with God. God loves me. God has supplied all my need. Then you start saying, it'll become your saying. Circumstances will pop up, say, well, what you going to do about this bill? I call you, paid in Jesus' name. That don't mean you go to the house and sit, lay out on your couch and kick up your heels. No, that ain't what... then the word become your saying. So keep feeding and meditating on the word, and it will truly become your saying. Remember, Jesus said, you can have what you say. Now tell yourself right now, I can have what I say. Now listen to this. Doing pretty good. Listen to this. Turn with me to Luke 21:34. Luke 21:34. Anybody getting anything? Guard your heart so it does not become overcharged. Now listen to this. Luke 21:34. Got it? Take heed to yourself. What does that mean? Take heed. Pay attention. Watch out. Don't be loosey-goosey. Don't be slack and inconsiderate. Don't just allow yourself to just do anything, think anything, be casual about stuff. Listen to what it said. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeit and drunkenness and cares of this life. And so that they come upon you unaware. See, if you go through life, you know, you ever see a drunk man? He don't care about nothing. He don't care about himself and nobody else. Huh? You ever see a person just don't care? They don't care who they hurt, how they do, what they do. And see, you cannot afford to let your heart get that stuff in you. It's called overcharge. Your heart is overcharged with that stuff. And then you turn around and try to believe God. You got too much stuff in there. Overcharged with cares. This life. What they going to think about me. If I raise my hand. You'd be surprised at people that's concerned about what people think about them raising their hand. You know, it's pretty free in here. But go where they don't do it. And the same person will sit there and look at you cross-eyed, and evidently hadn't read the Bible, because it's all through there, lifting holy hands, praising the Lord. I mean, the book of Psalms filled with praise. It talks about the lifting hand. But my point is, if you allow your heart to be overcharged with all these things, cares, what somebody else think about you, and then when time comes for you to believe God, they're not going to show up and pray for you. And you are all concerned about what they think. You better be concerned about what the Lord thinks. Hello, somebody. And see, when you get your heart overcharged with all these cares, that trouble will show up on you at a day you unaware of it. Oh, my. And that's why you see people screaming, pulling their hair out. They weren't doing what they're supposed to do when they should have been doing it when there was no trouble there at the time. They should have been building themselves up prepared for that day when the enemy shows up with the cares. And so when he shows up, you just go, ha, 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 ha. Then he called you crazy, ha, ha, ha. Just, I'm enjoying my crazy self. Okay. Just laugh at it. Amen.
Amen.
Guard what goes in your heart. When the heart is overcharged with cares, the word has not found his place to abide in your heart. It need to be emptied of the stuff and filled with the word. That stuff will rob you of your health and peace. You'll wind up living a defeated life, but victory was yours all the time. Isn't it sad? All that pains, defeat, crying, stuff you went through, victory was yours all the time. And you went through all that and it wasn't even yours. Because you allowed this other stuff to have first place. And now it's causing you pain. A believing heart will believe God. Are you hearing me tonight? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Thank you, Jesus. I got 1 minute. I'm going to try to cram this in here in 1 minute. And it's probably ticking. We're going to go by my time tonight. Amen. Victory was yours all the time. Give place to the word by being a doer of the word. Philippians 4. I'm going to read these. And if I have to talk about them, I'll talk about them in the next session. But let's read them. Philippians 4, 6. Philippians 4, 6. And the reason I'm taking time, and then when I read this, we're done. Philippians 4, 6. And I'm going to read this from the Amplified. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. Verse 7, this is one I like. See? And the peace of God shall be yours, that tranquil state of soul assurance of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lots or whatever sort it is, that peace which transcends all understanding will garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And the rest, see, the rest, there come the rest. Brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence, honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely or lovable, whatever is kind, what's and winsome and gracious, if there be any virtue and excellency, if there be anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things, fix your mind on them. Think on. God is good. Every word he said is true. God hadn't lied to me. He said he'll never leave me. I'm never alone. Think on these things. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. No good thing will he withhold from me. Think on these things. Every good gift and perfect gift, think on these things. The peace of God that passes all understanding, all the junk is going on, but the peace of God passes all understanding, will keep your heart and your mind. Hallelujah. So I'm really trouble free. Amen. I'm just trouble free. Come on, ushers. I'm done. Trouble free, trouble free, trouble free. I believe God, and because I believe God, I'm trouble free. Ooh, glory to God. I can laugh and sing and dance and shout. Amen. And give praise and thanks to God. And the enemy is saying, wonder what can I do to upset him? You just too late, buddy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't it good to have a heart that believes God instead of believing the problem?